the Gemara says in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis that they wanted to institute reading Kriya Shema in the Gvulin as well. Bixul Kros Kain, Ela Shekvar Bitlum Ibnei Tavumas Haminim. And Rashi explains they didn't do it because the Minim believe that only the Aseres Adibros are Emes and not the rest of the Torah. The Rambam says that in his Tshuvas that one should not stand for the Aseres Adibros, because also it implies that somehow the Aseres Adibros are more significant and binding than the rest of the Torah. So the question is, why is it that we have a minig during Aseres Adibros that we stand in opposition to this Mefurish HaTshuvos HaRambam? So the Rav suggested a beautiful answer. He said, we know that the Aseres HaDibros, when it's read, can be read in one of two fashions, either B'tam Elyon or B'tam Tachton. Tam Elyon breaks the Aseres HaDibros into Psukim. That's the standard Tam throughout the Torah, because you have a basic principle that Kol Posuk Lo Posuk Mos Anan Lo Paskinan, that the basic unit of Torah Shebiksav is each Posuk. Therefore, you're not allowed to even cite half a Posuk. And the Tam Tachton breaks the Aseres Dibros into units of Psukim. However, Tam Elyon breaks the Aseres Dibros not into Psukim, but the Trop is the Trop of Dibros, so it breaks it into units of Dibros. The Rambam apparently read the Aseres Dibros as in Tam Tachton, and therefore there's no reason to give preference and stand only for the Aseres HaDibros as opposed to the rest of the Torah. However, when we read the Aseres HaDibros, we read it B'tam Elyon, which breaks it not into Psukim as the rest of the Torah Shebiksav, but breaks it into units of Dibros. And therefore, when we stand, we're standing to demonstrate that, to reenact the Aseres HaDibros, how it was given at Sinai when the stood around Har Sinai. It's interesting that some have the minhag that they stand, that they read the Aseres HaDibros B'tam Tachton when it's read in Yisro and Veschanan, but on Shavuos they read it B'tam Elyon, which according to what the Rav is explaining is understandable, because on Shavuos it's the day of Matan Torah, we're reenacting the Matan Torah, as it was given by Hashem to Klal Yisrael, when the Am Yisrael stood surrounding Har Sinai. So therefore it's read B'tam Elyon. However, the other times it's read as the rest of the Torah, it's read B'tam Tachton. The Rav said that Reb Chaim's minhag was to read it always B'tam Tachton, even on Shavuos. We should mention that the Maharami Rutenberg was of the opinion that you stand for the Aseres HaDibros that you stand for Kriyas HaTorah all the time, because the Kriyas HaTorah is also, each time we read the Torah, is as if Kinesinasa, as the Torah is being given, and therefore we stand. The Rambam's opinion was that you sit for Kriyas HaTorah, as he says in the Halachas of Kriyas HaTorah in Hilchos Tefillah, doing Kriyas HaTorah wants to sit because it sits, it's Talmud Torah presumably, and Talmud Torah requires, one says, Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel Butler covered a Torah, and they used to learn so they can concentrate better, be yeshiva. So the Rambam held that Kriyas HaTorah is always read be yeshiva. So since it was always read be yeshiva while sitting, the Rambam didn't permit that they give preference to Kriyas HaTorah. But this notion that Kriyas HaTorah represents the reenactment of Sinai is very demonstrated by the position of the Maharami Rutenberg, and that's the way even though we sit, but when Kriyas HaTorah is read, when Aseres HaDibros is read, we the minhag is to stand, because that represents Mamed HaSinai, which was given with the standing.